I thought I had seen it all many times over. Yet what I witnessed and experienced on January 6, 2021 was unlike anything I had ever seen, anything I had ever experienced or could have imagined in my country. On that day, I participated in the defense of the United States Capitol from an armed mob of thousands determined to get inside. Because I was among the vastly outnumbered group of law enforcement officers protecting the Capitol and the people inside it, I was grabbed, beaten, tased, all while being called a traitor to my country. I was at risk of being stripped of and killed with my own firearm as I heard chants of "kill him with his own gun." I could still hear those words in my head today. Although I regularly deal with risky situations on the job, nowhere in my wildest imagination did I ever expect to be in that situation or sitting here before you talking about it. That experience and its aftermath were something that not even my extensive law enforcement training could prepare me for.
There you have it. There you have it. Michael Fanone testifying about his job. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. Coming up, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18.
Will carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family. And their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The CDC has updated its guidance on mask wearing.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says scientists have new information about the ability of the Delta variant to spread among vaccinated people. So mask guidance is changing.
In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others.
Schools are also included in that mask recommendation. With an average of more than 57,000 cases a day, the latest surge is mostly affecting the unvaccinated.
With the Delta variant, vaccinating more Americans now is more urgent than ever.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Opening testimony today as the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol got underway. Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell says the rioters trampled him.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
While House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells reporters Capitol Police should never have been put in such a deadly position in the first place.
On January 6th, these brave officers were put into a vulnerable and impossible position because of the leadership at the top has failed.
Weather conditions are at least temporarily helping to calm two gigantic wildfires in the west, but there's bad news for a California community savaged by flames last weekend. Authorities say incomplete damage assessments have so far tallied 36 structures destroyed and 7 damaged in Indian Falls by the Dixie Fire burning in the mountains of Northern California. An inversion layer has trapped smoke over the fire, helping to lower temperatures and keep humidity up. That's expected to continue through today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Interstate 15 is shut down in central Las Vegas after a trooper was struck and critically injured during a law enforcement pursuit of a carjacking suspect. A law enforcement source who spoke on the condition of anonymity said troopers were pursuing a carjacking suspect in a car when the trooper was hit by the vehicle in which they were pursuing. Now, the source had no more information than that. However, the southbound Interstate 15 closure stretches from Lake Mead Boulevard to Spring Mountain Road. According to the Regional Transportation Commission, northbound Interstate 15 is closed from Flamingo Road to Sahara. New home construction may be slowing in southern Nevada, but house hunters continue to pay record high prices. Las Vegas-based Home Builders Research says developers reported 935 new home sales in June. That's the third straight month of sales declines. A record high, though, $411,418, the median home sales price. Nevada reported more than 2,400 new COVID-19 cases and 20 deaths from Friday through Sunday. Those are the highest totals since the state health officials stopped reporting the numbers. That was in April. The two-week positivity rate, 13.5%.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Again, stay away from Interstate 15. The NHP is closed. Southbound Interstate 15 from Lake Mead to Spring Mountain. Also, northbound Interstate 15 is closed from Flamingo to Sahara. It's police activity, and they are investigating. So try to stay away from that area.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, it's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, my buddy, my pal, at Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. Joining us now, I love having him on because he gives us a unique perspective. He is not only a state senator in Nevada District 18, he has been a teacher. He has been a champion for education in our state for many, many years. He is Scott Hammond, and he joins us. Scott, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. My health is good, and you know, the sunshine is out there. I know it's a hot, but at least we have sunshine, and we had a lot of rain the last couple of days, so I'm happy about that too. But it's good to be on the show with you, Kevin.
I've got to ask you, it's the breaking news of the day. CCSD is saying it will require masks for all students and staff after in June, coming out and saying, well, some grades will have masks, other grades will not. First of all, your reaction to what happened today at CCSD?
My reaction is, my first reaction is the same as it's been for a while. If you are a parent out there and you just don't feel like this is, I mean, I love teachers, I love the schools, I think they're great, and they're doing some good stuff, but if you feel like the schools aren't doing you some good, my first reaction is you need to find some other delivery of education that fits your style, fits your student. I know that they had those micro schools at North Las Vegas. They were doing so well. I don't know if you saw the report on those, but it was called SNUMA. It's the Southern Nevada Urban Micro School Academy, and they had just a little north of 100 students in there, and about 80% of those students actually, when all is said and done, increased their knowledge by a year, and in most cases, year and a half to 2 years. So they advanced a year and a half academically to 2 years. So a great alternative with or without a pandemic, but definitely something that parents, if you're looking for something to make sure your kids are in front of somebody getting some personal up close in somebody's face instruction during this next year, you need to start looking around, because if for some reason it goes even further south and they go beyond just another mask mandate and they go to online education fully and completely online, and that's not enough for you, then, yeah, we need to talk about some alternative. That's the first thing that came to my mind, Kevin.
I talked to Dr. Robin Titus in our 3 o'clock hour, and I asked her about this. I said, is this science-based, this kind of a move? And he said, no, it's not. What say you?
Every day, this is what I've seen the last year, and I know it's going to infuriate some people, and some people are going to go, yeah, I don't care at this point. Over the last year, and science works like this, right? They learn something, and then they kind of go back and say, maybe we don't know this. We learned something more, maybe that's not true. You know, at first we were told that if you had it, you're probably going to have some immunity, and that immunity will last X number of days, and then it turned out to be like 3 months, and then 6 months. Some people are telling me anecdotally, I don't know this for sure, but some people are telling me that they have the antibody in their system still for a year later, you know, and it's as high as, the antibodies are as high as if you were getting a shot. So, you know, I don't know, you know, how much of the science, she's the doctor, I'm not. I just know that people have a responsibility to themselves, learn the information and make decisions on their own. I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to worry that everybody is, you know, heightening the fear, and it's causing people to, you know, look at another person, point at them, and say, you know, you're dirty, and everybody's got to be the same, or else we're not going to get over this. I'm worried that people are going to start taking away personal rights during this. But we have, I've said this before to a lot of people, you know, we have all the information, you have it all out there for you. You know, some of it changes from time to time, but you have it. You have the vaccine is available to you if you want it, but that should be up to you if you want to take it or not. But there are a lot of people out there who might actually have as much immunity naturally as a person taking the vaccine. Are we talking about that? I had a constituent call me not too long ago, right before the program, and asked me that very same question, and he got me thinking about that. I don't know, because I don't know all the answers behind that, but certainly we'll start asking those questions. Maybe there's a reason why some people just haven't caught it. Maybe they got it and didn't know it, and then they got immunities from it, and it exists in their bodies like it, like any other thing. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there. That's all I got to say about it, because I know that this, the angst is rising once again.
Indeed it is. Again, State Senator Scott Hammond joining us from Nevada District 18. We talked about the mask mandate, and obviously then the next step is the vaccination mandate. But you know what's, what's weird about it? They're doing this backdoor thing where if you can either come to work vaccinated or come to work and get tested like twice a week or once a week, and making it so onerous that people will be flocking to their local Walgreens or CVS to get the vaccine. Is that the way to do it? Is that the way to compel people kind of backdoor, to get the vaccine?
Well, look, private businesses can do what they want. I don't personally like it. I really don't like the idea that it's you're right. They're not telling you have to. It's a mandate. It's a governmental mandate. But let's be honest, right? It's compelling people in another way. Until they get compliance, right? Like everybody is going to be compliant, but there's going to be people. There are people out there now, and they're just not going to take it. They're not going to do it, And I don't care how onerous it gets. People are still going to make sure that they, if they don't want that vaccine, they're not going to take it. And maybe they don't need to take it. Maybe they have the immunity. Maybe they have that enough in there. I don't know, but I don't like anything that compels people like this, because again, it takes away people's choice. And I don't like the way, taking away that choice from them on whether or not they want to put something in their body.
And by the way, breaking news, Nevada is going to implement the new CDC mask guidance of masking indoors in public spaces, no matter what your vaccination status is. And that will be in place at 12:01 a.m. on Friday. Your gut reaction to that?
Well, I had a feeling that was coming, because that's still Directive 045 from the governor. I think it was Section 6, who he wanted to continue listening to the CDC. My immediate reaction is, a lot of people out there are, they have the right to, make decisions on their own. Now they're being told masks again. I'm going to have a hard time, because, I know my daughter, who's 10 years old, she started wearing the mask. And I don't know how many times we clean the mask over and over again. She's still starting to get rashes on her nose. I have a hard time with a 10-year-old needing to wear a mask indoors.
Wow. Is there any way to stop this? I mean, can we go to court? Can we somehow short-circuit this move by the state?
No, the only way to do this is, we have to make sure that we get rid of these directives, and we don't have the power to do that, because we'd have to call ourselves into a special session to get rid of, to basically override these directives from the governor, and you have to have enough legislators to do that. Now, perhaps somebody can sue in court. That might be another way to do that, but that it takes resources, time, energy, all that kind of stuff, and by then, who knows, it might be a moot point by the time you get into court.
More coming up with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. There's breaking news all around us. We'll keep you apprised of this. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekends. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Joining us, as he does every week, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. And we got all kinds of news. The state is mandating masks. It's incredible. CCSD says it will require masks for all students, staff, and this is after in June, just in June, announcing that they were going to let a lot of the grades go by. One of the great things that Scott Hammond does is he is a big champion for homeschooling, for micro schools, for pods. And do you think that that's the way that we're going to be going for a while, that maybe we're headed in that direction, that more and more students are going to stay away from brick-and-mortar schools and try some of these other schooling options?
Absolutely. I think it's going to happen quite often. And what's going to happen, a lot of people are going to see, is that not only can they get a good education, they get a great education outside of the traditional schools, or just as good education in a traditional school, but in a smaller setting. And I think it's going to be hard for people to go back to large, comprehensive schools.
How much experience do you have with homeschooling? Have you done that?
No, I have not done that. I've been around a lot of people who have done it, I know several families. As a matter of fact, there was an organization down here called Rise. Their job was to help facilitate the people who were switching over to doing homeschooling. But microschools, I've been around that. And microschooling is kind of a, it's similar to that, but just a bigger number of people who are involved in it. There's just so many different ways to deliver education. I think people are going to be kind of pleased with the, with what's happening right now in that ecosystem.
And how difficult is it to get involved? I mean, to begin that process, whether it's pods or microschooling or homeschooling, how difficult is it once you make that decision that the CCSD is not for you? How difficult is it to actually implement that?
Not difficult at all. And there's resources out there. There are organizations that are there to help out. The first thing you have to do is just inform the state of Nevada. My child will not be at a public school. And that's the thing that people need to know is that don't wait around for sometimes if people think that the state has to respond to them before they can do it. That's not true. All you have to do is inform them that you're not going to be there, and then you start putting together what you want to do for your child. But you don't have to wait around for them to approve it. There's no approval process necessary. You're just informing them of your right, and you're going to exercise that right.
And at what point do you need to enroll? Is this like a lot of things where you have to give them notice or something like that? Can you just on a dime say, I'm not sending my kids on August 9th, my kids won't be there?
I believe right now you can send that right now and let them know. I'm not sure if there's a cutoff. I think at some point you just got to, there's some proof that you are still educating them, but I can look into that for you as well. But I don't think there's any particular cutoff. I think you just have to send a letter in and let them know.
I think that would be a great thing to do maybe next week. Look into that and bring us what you can, because I think a lot of parents are going to simply say no to this new thing. Again, the state's doing its thing. CCSD is doing its thing, all involving making your kids wear masks 8 hours a day. Just out of curiosity, what is wrong scientifically about that?
About wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
Yeah.
And like I said, things change all the time. I'm a father, and I experience this with my kids wearing masks all day. Like I said, my daughter started getting a rash that we couldn't get rid of, and it was getting uglier and uglier, and we kept washing everything. We kept doing whatever we could to cleanse that area, and it started getting worse. And I'm like, okay, at some point, we got to take this mask off. She can't be wearing it this many hours a day. And it's just like, we don't allow her to be in front of a computer for a certain number of hours a day either. I mean, there's just, you've got to be able to use your own judgment and to decide, what's worse. She wasn't sick at all. She never got sick. And she was washing her hands all the time. I don't know. I at some point, people have to be able to make their own decisions. And that's for us to decide. That's how I feel. So I don't know all the science behind it. I would never claim that because, people will come after you and say, hey, what do you know? I'm like, I didn't get a degree in whatever, biology. So you're right. I don't know the science behind it. But sometimes you learn all the information you can, and then you make a decision.
I want to ask you just, and this is a little bit off topic, but it's very much on topic, and that is the idea of personal freedom. And it seems as if government is trying to impinge on our personal freedom. What is your belief of? I mean, can they tell you to get vaccinated? Can they tell you to wear a mask? I mean, is any of that fair game for government?
Well, if precedence is anything, they have mandated certain things, especially if you want to go to a public school. You have to make sure you give them shot records so that they know. And what is the shot that you have to have? I'm going to forget the shot, but
smallpox
smallpox. I mean, there's certain things
polio
that you have to show before you can enroll in a public school. So yeah, the precedence is there; they can start doing that. But there's always, for some people who have who hold certain religious beliefs, they don't have to get certain vaccinations, and so there's some personal freedom there. And again, I'll say this again and again. I'm not sure if some of us who have already been exposed to it have already have the same amount of immunity in our bodies already that have been you know built up as a shot would give. And there's always a risk whenever you take a shot as well. And so why?